Good morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. U.S. troops in Saudi Arabia are welcoming the 12-2 vote in the United Nations Security Council, setting January 15th as the deadline for Iraq to leave Kuwait or face war.
We got a little more firm ground to stand on, I think, now. It's taken away some of the doubt.
This is Doug Poling in Saudi Arabia. Most of the American service people I talked to here today were glad to learn of the UN resolution. They think it means the world is serious about getting Iraq out of Kuwait and getting them out of harm's way. Barbara Crick of Eagle River, Wisconsin, says the resolution is a morale booster.
It's given us a date, like something is going to happen. We're not going to be here forever, and we will get back home.
Some soldiers here are less hopeful the resolution will make any real difference. Sergeant Jim Wells of Rome, New York, knows how these things can go.
I was down in Panama for 4.5 years through all the deadlines that were set down there. And they come and they go. It's not a mark on a calendar that's going to decide when something happens out here.
Even if the deadline comes and goes, some service people here think it was a good idea to give the Iraqis an ultimatum. They say it gives them hope that maybe there is an end in sight. Doug Poling, CBS News in Saudi Arabia.
The Security Council vote was the first in more than 40 years to carry a blank check on the use of force. As Bill Plant reports, despite the lobbying of Secretary of State Baker, one big power stayed on the sidelines.
In the end, China abstained, despite a concerted effort to win its vote, but at least it did not veto the measure. The Chinese foreign minister meets Baker today in Washington, the first meeting there since the crackdown in Tiananmen Square. But there's no meeting with President Bush. Yemen and Cuba, as expected, voted against, giving the Palestinian problem as one reason. Baker agreed later that the Mideast problem would be discussed next week in the Security Council.
There should be a willingness and a commitment on the part of all to do everything we can to move the peace process forward in the Middle East.
In a dinner which followed the UN session, Baker met with the other four permanent members of the UN Security Council to discuss what moves diplomatically might be made in the next 45 days before the expiration of the deadline. During that time, the administration will also be facing pressure from Congress as it waits to see whether Saddam Hussein finds the UN vote at all convincing. Bill Plant, CBS News, New York.
This is Bill Whitaker in Baghdad. President Saddam Hussein, appearing firm in the face of the growing international storm, said Iraq would defy the UN resolution. At a late-night meeting, the ruling Revolutionary Command Council passed its own resolution, declaring the UN vote illegitimate, null, and void. Earlier, in a speech to an Arab youth conference, President Saddam Hussein denounced the UN Security Council as an obedient tool of the U.S. Iraq will not bow to the storm, he said. If fighting is imposed on us, we shall fight. Iraq, however, continued its carrot-and-stick approach to the crisis. Last night, the National Assembly voted to allow Belgian hostages to go home, even as President Saddam Hussein vowed to teach his enemies a lesson on the battlefield. Bill Whitaker, CBS News, Baghdad.
President Bush's National Security Advisor, Brent Scowcroft, said this morning the UN resolution is not a precursor to war.
I don't think this makes war inevitable. Not at all. Not at all. As a matter of fact, I think it increases the chances of peace. But it certainly does raise the possibility for him that there are other options than simply letting sanctions run.
President Bush plans a statement on Iraq an hour from now. The Senate Armed Services Committee has heard from retired three-star General William Odom, former head of the National Security Agency, that the White House should take more credit for what he called a winning strategy against Iraq.
Every day, Iraq pays a bigger price for the invasion. Saudi Arabia is secure. Oil production from the moderate Gulf states should increase. The international support for the blockade is holding. Some of the administration's rhetoric makes it sound as though we were losing. This clearly is not true.
According to the Los Angeles Times, the Pentagon is sending another 300 warplanes to the Persian Gulf region. That would bring the U.S. air power there to some 1,200 combat aircraft. It's coming up on 5 minutes past 7.
What has available seats for 7, a base model with EPA estimated highway fuel economy of at least 23 miles per gallon, and a great big cashback rebate? Right now, it's the Plymouth Voyager that's waiting at your Southern California Chrysler Plymouth dealer. And there's no better time to make a deal, because through December 16th, you can get $1,000 cash back on any new 1990 Voyager purchased from dealer stock, including Grand Voyager. Voyager is legendary for its car-like front-wheel drive traction and smooth ride, as well as its great complement of standard convenience features, plus attractive options like power sunroof and Chrysler Infinity One sound system. With comfort, carrying capacity, and now $1,000 cash back, Voyager has it all. And now you can too. Just make your best deal on the vehicle that has the highest resale value of all minivans. Ride into the 90s with a great deal on a Voyager from your Southern California Chrysler Plymouth dealer today. KNX 1070 News Radio.
President Bush remains reluctant to call a special session of Congress on the Persian Gulf crisis, calling such a move premature and unnecessary. But as Rob Armstrong reports, he continues to consult key leaders.
Congressional leaders go to the White House late this afternoon for another round of consultations on the Persian Gulf, though the president says he does not plan to call Congress back for a special session, even in the wake of the UN Security Council vote on the use of force against Iraq. Nonetheless, some members would like Congress to go on the record, among them the ranking Republican on the Senate Armed Services Committee, John Warner of Virginia.
Congress should step up, accept its responsibility, state what it will do or what will not do, and be counted on. This is not just the president's problem. This is the nation's problem.
Democrat Edward Kennedy of Massachusetts, however, says the U.S. should not rush into military action.
I strongly believe that we ought to give sanctions a chance. We have seen a reduction in the gross national product of Iraq and Kuwait in the last 4 months of virtually 50%. The sanctions themselves can be effective.
Right now, the Senate Armed Services Committee has resumed its Persian Gulf hearings and is focusing on long-range U.S. strategy and the question of a potential nuclear threat from Iraq and Saddam Hussein. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
The French Foreign Ministry says rebel troops in Chad have overrun the strategic northeastern town of Abéché and are advancing on the capital of N'Djamena. The 500 French troops there offered no resistance. President Bush later today is expected to name lame duck Florida Governor Bob Martinez as his new drug czar. The time, 7 minutes past seven.
I'm thinking, what in the world would make a really special gift? Then it hits me, the world.
At Thomas Brothers Maps, we have the world's largest selection of fine quality globes.
Who wouldn't love a handsome, high quality globe? To learn of faraway places, to dream of exotic locales, to have the whole planet at your fingertips.
And now through December 22nd, every globe is on sale at a remarkable 25% off.
With all that's happening in the world today, it just makes a world of sense.
Thomas Brothers Maps also has a complete selection of travel guides and maps and the famous Thomas Brothers California Road Atlas. So if you're looking for a gift for someone who's going places, come to the annual Globe Sale at Thomas Brothers Maps.
You can have your video games and sweaters. This year, I'm giving the world...
Thomas Brothers Maps annual Globe Sale now on at 7th and Grand in downtown Los Angeles or at 17731 Cowan in Irvine. Validated parking for the L.A. store at Joe's Auto Park on Grand between 8th and 9th.
The government's index of leading indicators, its chief economic forecasting tool, fell in October for the fourth straight month, signaling a recession that many economists believe already is underway. The 1.2% plunge is the latest in a string of gloomy reports on the economy. The Senate Ethics Committee continues its hearings into alleged influence peddling by five senators in behalf of failed SNL operator Charles Keating. Linda Tyra has that.
More tough going is expected today for the Keating Five. Another federal regulator is scheduled to give his account of an April 1987 meeting with the senators. The regulator, William Black, took detailed notes of what was said during that meeting. Another savings and loan regulator, Michael Patriarca, has already testified about that same meeting, describing it as a full court press. He said Senator Dennis DeConcini played master of ceremonies, pressuring thrift examiners on behalf of Charles Keating to ease up on Keating's Lincoln Savings and Loan.
The senators seem to have made up their minds that we were, in fact, harassing Lincoln, that we were incorrect, wrong.
The former chief thrift regulator, Edwin Gray, has testified that at a separate meeting, DeConcini offered him a deal on behalf of Lincoln. Transcripts of closed-door interviews with two of the senators, John Glenn and John McCain, show neither senator can recall what was said. Linda Tyra, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
We have late word that President Bush, after all, will meet this afternoon with the Chinese foreign minister. The dollar is generally higher overseas, and on Wall Street, the Dow Industrials are down nearly 7 points. It's 7:10.
Well, I'm here with PC Modem, the computer genius from Soft Warehouse.
Hi, Bob.
PC, what do you call that handy little item you were fiddling around with after lunch?
That is called a toothpick.
Oh, no, I mean the little computer.
Oh, that's my new Toshiba T1000 laptop computer. It's lightweight, expandable, and very affordable.
Toshiba, huh?
Yep.
You could use it right there in the restaurant.
Right.
And what do you call that neat-looking screen that it has?
That's an LCD screen, Bob, for easy viewing.
All right.
The Toshiba T1000 is just like taking your desktop on the road with you.
Boy, what do you call that place where this Toshiba is really affordable?
It's called Soft Warehouse, where everything's up to 80% off every day, all right. 5,000 computer items.
That's what you call the computer superstar, right?
That's right, Bob. And what do you call that little thing you left on the table after lunch?
That was a tip.
That's what you call a tip?
3%, that's standard.
In Romania.
You'll find the Toshiba T1000 laptop computer for the super low price of just $649.96 at Soft Warehouse, located in Fountain Valley, Torrance, and their new location in the City of Industry off the 60 Freeway on Gale Avenue between Fullerton and Nogales.